An unusual weather system is pushing water into the Norton Sound, creating high water and climbing waves that's normally only seen during fall storms.
This type of weather would, be like in October, November, and the waves were humongous, falling on the beach.
Morris Neshonuk is the mayor of Stebbins, where he says 35 to 40 mile an hour winds pushed waves 10 feet past the high tide line on Monday. He says elders don't remember seeing water that high outside the fall storm season. Nearby in St. Michael, Scott Lockwood, the Tribal Response Program Assistant for the St. Michael IRA, says the situation is similar.
It looked like the fall storm came early. About 30 feet of the beach was underwater. Tide lines usually about 10, 15 feet from the bank, and the water went all the way up to the bank.
Lockwood says the water swamped three boats in St. Michael. Neshonuk reports no damages in Stebbins. Across the Sound in Nome, Jerry Steiger is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We do have some seas that are higher than normal for this time of year. Definitely not anything way out of the normal for fall time, but for mid-July, it's a little bit more of unsettling weather, especially in the marine activity.
That marine activity is water surges that's raising ocean levels about 2 feet throughout the Norton Sound and creating waves 6 to 7 feet high. Steiger says all that water is being pushed into the sound by a southwesterly wind created by a high pressure ridge to the south that's dueling with a low pressure system in the north. Steiger says the southwesterly wind and high water should last through Thursday.
We have waves 6 to 7 feet out there, and that will probably continue at least into tomorrow. Looks like by Friday we should start to see winds turn around to the north again, and that will flatten out the seas here locally on the eastern Norton Sound area and Norton Sound here.
Until that wind turns and calms the sound, Nome Harbor Master Lucas Stotz is asking harbor users to secure their vessels.
Basically, we would just like folks who have small craft on Belmont Beach and in the harbor to monitor their vessels' lines, as with this southwesterly storm, it's going to be increasing our water level, and we don't want anybody to float their anchor and drift away.
You can catch the latest marine forecast for the Norton Sound by listening to the KNOM Marine Forecast after this newscast this hour, again at the 12 o'clock noon weather, and again this evening at the 6 o'clock evening weather.